Bayard was born with the eyes of a dreamer. He had one foot planted firmly in the separate but equal present. But he was standing on tiptoe, reaching into a future where no boy or nobody would have to wither of spirit and mind under the oppressive fist of ignorance and hate.
Bayard Rustin was raised by his grandmother, Julia, a devout Quaker. She was a free-born African-American woman. She didn't take nothing from nobody. She was what kids today would call a bad mother for peace and justice.
As a Quaker and an early member of the NAACP, Julia Rustin was a beacon in the small black community of Westchester, Pennsylvania.
The Rustin dining room walls rang with the voices and the stories of visiting heroic leaders such as W.